Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. On Monday, April 8, 2024, a total solar eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The total solar eclipse will begin over the South Pacific Ocean. The path of the eclipse will journey over Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Small parts of Tennessee and Michigan will also experience the total solar eclipse. In Arizona, the eclipse will be about 60% coverage with peak viewing to be just after 11:20 a.m. Eclipse viewing events in Yavapai County. Prescott Valley Public Library. Join the Prescott Valley Public Library and the Prescott Astronomy Club at the Civic Center Theater on the Green to learn more about eclipses and to safely experience this rare astronomical event. Telescopic viewing stations will be provided. There will also be a large viewing screen and safe viewing tips. Location: Prescott Valley Civic Center Theater on the Green, 7501 East Civic Circle, Prescott Valley. Time: 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. More info: Seligman Public Library. Come on out to the Seligman Public Library for an eclipse watch party. Register to attend this event. Location: Seligman Public Library, 54170 North Floyd Street, Seligman. Time: 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More info: Paulden Public Library. View the solar eclipse safely through a solar telescope, sunoculars, or special viewing glasses. There will be fun activities to do and crafts to create. There will also be eclipse-themed treats to enjoy. Fun for the whole family. Location: Paulden Public Library, 16 Big Chino Road, Paulden. Time: 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. More info: Eye safety for partial and total solar eclipses. Except during the brief total phase of a total solar eclipse, when the moon completely blocks the sun's bright face, it is not safe to look directly at the sun without specialized eye protection for solar viewing. Viewing any part of the bright sun through a camera lens, binoculars, or a telescope without special purpose solar filters secured over the front of the optics will instantly cause severe eye injury. When watching the partial phases of the solar eclipse with your eyes, which happens before and after totality and for areas, you must use safe solar viewing glasses, eclipse glasses, or a safe handheld solar viewer at all times. Eclipse glasses are not regular sunglasses. Regular sunglasses, no matter how dark, are not safe for viewing the sun. Safe solar viewers are thousands of times darker and ought to comply with the ISO 12312-2 international standard. NASA does not approve any particular brand of solar viewers. Where to get your American Astronomical Society safe solar viewers? Always inspect your eclipse glasses or handheld viewer before use. If torn, scratched, or otherwise damaged, discard the device. Always supervise children using solar viewers. Do not look at the sun through a camera lens, telescope, binoculars, or any other optical device while wearing eclipse glasses or using a handheld solar viewer. The concentrated solar rays will burn through the filter and cause serious eye injury. If you don't have eclipse glasses or a handheld solar viewer, you can use an indirect viewing method, which does not involve looking directly at the sun. One way is to use a pinhole projector, which has a small opening, for example, a hole punched in an index card, and projects an image of the sun onto a nearby surface. With the sun at your back, you can then safely view the projected image. Do not look at the sun through the pinhole. You can make your own eclipse projector using a cardboard box, a white sheet of paper, tape, scissors, and aluminum foil. With the sun behind you, sunlight will stream through a pinhole punched into aluminum foil taped over a hole in one side of the box. During the partial phases of a solar eclipse, this will project a crescent sun onto a white sheet of paper taped to the inside of the box. Look into the box through another hole cut into the box to see the projected image. Do not use eclipse glasses or handheld viewers with cameras, binoculars, or telescopes. Those require different types of solar filters. When viewing a partial or annular eclipse through cameras, binoculars, or telescopes equipped with proper solar filters, you do not need to wear eclipse glasses. The solar filters do the same job as the eclipse glasses to protect your eyes. Seek expert advice from an astronomer before using a solar filter with a camera, telescope, binoculars, or any other optical device. Note that solar filters must be attached to the front of any telescope, binoculars, camera lens, or other optics. Eye safety for total solar eclipses. Here are some important safety guidelines to follow during a total solar eclipse. View the sun through eclipse glasses or a handheld solar viewer during the partial eclipse phases before and after totality. You can view the eclipse directly without proper eye protection only when the moon completely obscures the sun's bright face, during the brief and spectacular period known as totality. You'll know it's safe when you can no longer see any part of the sun through eclipse glasses or a solar viewer. As soon as you see even a little bit of the bright sun reappear after totality, immediately put your eclipse glasses back on or use a handheld solar viewer to look at the sun. Skin safety. Even during a partial or annular eclipse, or during the partial phases of a total eclipse, the sun will still be very bright. If you are watching an entire eclipse, you may be in direct sunlight for hours. Remember to wear sunscreen, a hat, and protective clothing to prevent skin damage. Find more tips to stay safe in the sun from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Catch up with more local news stories on SignalsAZ.com.